Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? The love of God is the basis of our confidence and security in this life. We know that God loves us by the many great things and small things that he does for us day by day. The greatest exhibition of love, which surpasses all others, is the gift of his own son. As the explosion of the atom bomb overshadows the pop of a toy balloon, as the giant jumbo jet overshadows the child's toy airplane, as Mount Everest overshadows a molehill on the prairie, so the gift of God's Son overshadows all other gifts from the hand of our loving Father. We know that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. But in the multitude of the galaxy of God's gifts, one stands out above all else. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This gift shows the depths of sin, for it took the precious blood of Christ himself to purify our hearts by faith. This gift shows the depths of God's love. He spared not his own Son. In light of that staggering fact, if God has done the greatest he can do, he will not leave the less undone. Infinite love cannot change. Notice, God will, with him, freely give us all things. All the blessings of heaven are in Christ. Paul speaks of the riches of his glory. He tells us, "For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power." He speaks of Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Paul's argument is plain. If a person were to give you a Cadillac, wouldn't he also give you the spare tire that goes in the trunk? If a person gave you a palatial mansion, would he not also give you the key to the front door? If a person gave you a lovely meal, would he not also give you a glass of water to go with it? Paul raises a question of logic. Since our loving Father freely gave us the very best he had, his own Son, to die for us, would he withhold from us anything else we might need? No. He wants to provide us with the things we need even more than we want to receive them. Thank God for his abundant and constant provision. May God bless you as you fill your life with his word.